It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring you the latest music and interviews from the bands who make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll chat with Tattoo Tony of Broken Past, check in with Pete B and Blood Red Roses, and rock tracks from Sonic Bloom and Connor Bracken and the Mother Leeds Band. See both of those bands at the final Jersey Rock Showcase of the season this Thursday, March 21st, at the River Rock and Brick. It's a free show featuring $3 Yuengling specials courtesy of our friends at Shore Point Distributing. It's ages 21 and up, doors are at 7, the show starts at 8. Sonic Bloom and Connor Bracken will rock the house with Skyline and the band kicking off this week's show. Here's Windward with Save Face on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Windward with Safe Face on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check them out at windwardnj.com and don't miss them at the next Jersey Rock Showcase, the final one of the season, this Thursday, March 21st at the River Rock and Brick. They're rocking the house with Sonic Bloom, Skyline, and Connor Bracken and the Mother Leeds Band. It's free admission and $3 Yuengling specials courtesy of Shorepoint Distributing. More info on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. I'll see you there. Joining us over the phone is Tattoo Tony of Broken Past. See them at the Headliner at Neptune on April 5th. Tony, thanks for calling in.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to have you on the Jersey Rock Podcast. Word is you guys have some big news. You recently signed with High Vol Music over in Maryland. That's an awesome achievement, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, man. You know, we put a lot of hard work and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears over the last couple of years to get this this EP together, and we're finally starting to get a little bit of notoriety.
It's your latest EP, Time for Change, is out now. Tell us about that.
The title of the EP is our evolution of the band. You know, it's time for change. It's time for us to go to that next level and take Broken Past to where, you know, what people start to recognize, start to know our music and who we are and what we're about.
How could someone get a copy of the EP?
Right now, you can go to our website to get our EP. It's www.brokenpastnj.com. Sometime next week, we'll probably be putting out our national distribution date as we're working with the record label now to start the whole distribution thing. So we'll eventually be available on all platforms.
You have a number of dates coming up. You're rocking the Headliner in Neptune April 5th, Showboat in Atlantic City April 6th, and the Brighton Bar in Long Branch on April 20th. What can people expect from a live performance from Broken Past?
I'll tell you what, you definitely won't be disappointed. You know, we do our original stuff, but we do some old 80s covers. I mean, we come out, like we just played Starland Ballroom here not too long ago, and we came out on fire. You know, you won't be disappointed. I'll guarantee that you'll be rocking out with Broken Past.
The soonest people could see you, of course, April 5th at the Headliner. How could someone get tickets for that show?
You can go on our website, www.brokenpastnj.com, or you can even swing by my tattoo shop, or you can hit up any members of the bands, you know, that are playing with us. We have a couple bands playing with us. We have Second Chance, Meadowlands, we have The Riffs, and of course us. We're going to headline tonight. So it's going to be a great night of rock and roll music at the Headliner.
And aside from the website, what's the best way for someone to keep track of everything that Broken Past is up to?
We also have a Facebook page, Broken Past NJ. And also we have an Instagram. It's the same thing as well, Instagram.com, Broken Past NJ.
And if somebody wants to drop by your tattoo shop to see you in person, where can they find you?
I'm here 7 days a week, man. I live in the tattoo shop, so all you got to do is stop by and I'm here. The tattoo shop's located at 73 Memorial Parkway in Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey.
The track we're doing is Fast Lane. Tell us about this song.
I mean, Fast Lane, it's geared around, just life in general. You know, taking a walk on the fast lane because, you know, you never know what tomorrow is going to bring. You know, you might as well go full steam ahead and just grab that bull by the horns and run with it. You know, just take a trip on the fast lane.
Tattoo Tony of Broken Past. See them at the Headliner in Neptune April 5th, Showboat Atlantic City April 6th, the Brighton Bar in Long Branch April 20th. Tony, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you, Tom. We appreciate it.
Hell yeah, bro. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Broken Past with Fast Lane on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
CageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, this is Max from Sonic Bloom, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their Beach Karma EP. Check it out now at sonicbloom.com. They'll rock this Thursday's Jersey Rock Showcase at the River Rock and Brick. More info on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Joining us over the phone is Pete V of Blood Red Roses.
See them at the Jassy Theater in Montclair on March 22nd, March 29th, over at Debonair Musical on Teaneck. They're opening for Jakey Lee and Red Dragon Cartel. Pete, thanks for calling into the show.
Thanks for having us, Tom. I appreciate it.
Hell yeah, dude. You got these two shows we mentioned. There's even more coming up later on, and we're totally stoked about the performances that you have coming up. What can people expect from a Blood Red Roses live show?
Yeah, you know, it's. I think we've been together now. I mean, we've been in various bands through the years, but we've been together now as a band, these four guys, for around a year and a half now. And I think that we're really kind of hitting our stride. It's an energetic show. I think we give a lot of energy. And, you know, I think every time somebody sees us play, they really feel the energy we're putting out. So I think that people will be excited to see us play if they come and see it.
And the two shows we mentioned, March 22nd at the Jassy Theater, March 29th at the Debonair Music Hall with Red Dragon Cartel. How could someone get tickets for either of those shows?
Yeah, so I know tickets are still available at the theater, at the box office for both shows. So they can just show up day of the event. Or, you know, we have our Facebook page, Blood Red Roses, and that's Blood with a B-L-U-D, because sometimes people don't realize that, which I understand. And they can hit us up on our Facebook page or on Instagram or even Twitter, Blood Red Roses, and we can contact us and message us, and we can certainly hook up with tickets that way.
Your latest album, A Tempest Descends, is out now. What went into producing that?
Yeah, you know, we had an amazing producer, Mike Ferretti. He actually worked on a couple of Breaking Benjamin studio albums, and he's worked on a couple of Seven Dust studio albums. And just he's an amazing guy, and his production is amazing. And, you know, I really hope people hear our EP, A Tempest Descends, because they're going to hear what I think are great songs, but that are produced like at the highest level. So it's really turned out great.
How could someone get a copy?
Well, I mean, it's available, the saying goes, everywhere music is sold. So iTunes, Amazon, we're on Spotify, we're on Pandora. So you don't have to look hard. Just look up Blood Red Roses, B-L-U-D, Red Roses online, and you can certainly find various outlets to buy our music.
What's the best way for someone to stand up of everything you guys are up to?
Yeah, so our website is bloodredroses.com, simple enough, and we update that regularly with shows, new music, press clippings. So I would say that's the quickest way, and secondarily our Facebook page, which we also update pretty regularly.
The track we're doing is Falling. Tell us about this song.
Yeah, it's a song about depression. You know, I have some loved ones, and I have a lot of friends who are dealing with depression, and it's just the feeling it is to watch somebody that you love dealing with depression and that hopeless feeling, and it's something that resonates with, as I said, not only me but a lot of my friends who have family members going through that. So hopefully, people who hear it will get the message as well.
Pete V of Blood Red Roses. See them March 22nd at the Jassy Theater in Montclair. March 29th, they're opening for Jakey Lee's Red Dragon Cartel over at Debonair Musical on Teaneck. Pete, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Tom, thanks for having me.
Hell yeah, bro. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Blood Red Roses with Falling on 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock Podcast.
Bleeds out all your light. Hey, this is Connor Bracken from Connor Bracken and Moe Leeds Band, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
attention, I get that tingling around my neck. Well, we'll speak up forever, hold your peace. Well, you know I never felt this way before, and I can't seem to get myself out the door. Forever hold my peace. Can't get a read on. Tip on me, up is down, get a read on you. Read on you.
Video for that track is this week's Jersey Rock Video of the Week at WRAT.com. Check them out at thisistheleadswebsite.com. And don't miss them at the final Jersey Rock Showcase of the season this Thursday at River Rock and Brick with Windward, Sonic Bloom, and Skyline. It's ages 21 and up. Doors are at 7. The show starts at 8. Free admission and $3 Yuengling specials courtesy of ShorePoint Distributing. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat at WRAT.com and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at JerseyRock at WRAT.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for tuning in. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.